The 25th day of the blessed month of Tuba, the departure of St. Peter of Cetus, the ascetic. On this day, St. Peter of Cetus departed. He was at first a tax collector who was hard-hearted and merciless to the poor. One day, a poor man came to earnestly ask him for a charity, but Peter refused to give him anything. It happened that his servant arrived at that same time, bringing to him his food. Peter took a loaf of bread and hit the poor man with it on his head, not as an act of mercy, but for the poor man not to return to him again. That same night, Peter saw a vision in his sleep, as though he was in the last day, where the scale of justice was erected, and all the devils came and put his sins and his injustices in the left pan of the scale. And then a group of luminous angels came and stood beside the right pan of the scale. They appeared perplexed, for they did not find any good deeds from Peter to put into the pan. One of the angels came forward and put the loaf of bread with which he had hit the head of the poor man and said, "There is nothing for this man except this loaf of bread." Peter woke up from his sleep, trembling and terrified. He started to rebuke himself for his cruelty and injustice, and he sold all of his possessions and gave all his money to the poor and needy. When nothing was left to donate to the poor, he sold himself as a slave and gave his price that was paid to the poor. When his fame became well known, he fled to the wilderness of Shahit, where he became a monk. He lived an ascetic life with great devotion and good repute that made him worthy to know the day of his departure. He called the monks and bade them farewell, and then departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also was the martyrdom of Saint Escala. This saint was brought up in the region of Ancina. In one of the visits of Arianus, the governor of Ancina, to his hometown, Arianus summoned Escala and commanded the saint to raise incense to the stone idols. But Escala held fast to his faith with courage and determination. The governor ordered that Escala be tied to a horse and be dragged through the streets of the city. His body was torn to pieces, and the governor then ordered more tortures upon Escala. However, the Lord healed and comforted him. Arianus embarked on a ship to cross the Nile River and took Escala with him. On board the ship, Escala prayed to God to perform a sign to glorify his name before Arianus. Immediately, the ship stopped in the middle of the river. The soldiers tried to move the boat, but they could not. Arianus asked Escala to pray to his God for the boat to move. And when Escala prayed, the boat immediately moved. However, the governor's heart was hardened, and he had a huge rock tied to Escala's neck and threw him into the Nile. And Escala delivered his pure spirit in the hand of the Lord, and he received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.